Welcome to Dance Plus, my friend. That was sharp. Welcome to Dance. Who says that? La, 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 la. All right, my friend. Welcome to Dance Plus. This is Dana. Today, the plus in Dance Plus is Dance Plus lifelong friendship. Today, I'm joined by the one and only Nick Drago, who happens to be Words That Move Me podcast guest number one. Nick Drago was my guest before I decided to really commit to doing a podcast. It was my audition episode. We call it episode 0.5. You can go listen to that episode right now, and I suggest that you do because so much has changed and so much is exactly the same as it was 270-some episodes ago. So I'm stoked that Nick came back, graced us with his presence, his humor, and his physique. You're about to see in this episode. Ow! Now I'm injured. Nick and I talk about a lot of many things. Our favorite gigs, our favorite people, our favorite gym techniques and supplements. So you don't want to miss this episode. Please don't go anywhere. But first, we're doing wins. Today, I am celebrating being an associate choreographer for the first time in a long time and loving the freedom that that affords, loving the challenge of working in a new team, loving the music and the work itself, and loving my friend Will Loftus. I cannot wait to tell you more about this some other time. But for now, you go. Tell me what's going well in your world. Good job. Great job, actually. Proud of you. So glad that you're winning. Let's get into this episode, shall we? Nick Drago, podcast guest number one, longtime friend, at least top 10. I mean, no offense, Nick Drago, but like Jillian and Megan have got to be in there in the top. So you're not one or two, Nick, but you are 0.5. Enjoy this conversation with the one and only Nick Drago. Welcome to the podcast, Nick Drago. We're back. We for a second, as we were setting up, we were toying with finding our angles and finding our looks. Yeah. And then Nick coached me through the actual way, the actual pose of a bicep flex. Could you tell the good people what we're doing wrong with our flex?
Yeah, my friend Allie is a fitness posing coach.
And she... first of all, what you did with your chest just now when you sat up straight, you were like, I saw your whole self buff.
To you. And so you don't want to bring it all the way in because it shortens everything.
Exactly what I did when I was trying to show you my bicep.
But it still looked good. But then when you bring it out some, you know, it kind of creates that space.
That space between bicep and elbow pit.
Yeah. Yeah, an elbow pit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it's called.
It is. It must be.
I'm probably not even pitching it right. She's probably going to watch this and be like, that is wrong. But, you know, there's a whole art to it.
It felt right. Yeah. I want to know all of the posing secrets that bodybuilders have.
Okay, now we're
really in it.
Okay.
Okay, so here's what the good people of America don't know about you, Nick Drago, is that you're my first podcast guest ever. Nick holds the coveted spot of episode 0.5. This was the audition episode where I was finding out if I could even do this.
Right.
And I was like, you know who would be a great audition episode is somebody that I enjoy talking to, somebody that also could talk unsolicited on their own for a long time. You made it very easy for me, and you might have even given me a little false confidence that I could really do this. But then it turned out I can actually do this, and I have been doing this for 270-some episodes since then.
Oh, it's incredible.
Incredible.
But I also knew, like, you're kind of the queen of banter. Like, anytime I'm in a conversation with you, I don't ever worry that, like, oh, it's going to get awkward at some
point. It's not going to fall flat. Well, it is going to get awkward for sure.
Well, awkward in a good awkward.
But it's not going to fall flat.
Yeah, but neither of us are going to be like, I don't know what to say next, because we're on that yes and tip. You know what I'm saying?
On that yes and.
I think you've done a great job because... you know, I think a lot of people, we get scared as artists. I think, and this is something that I wanted to talk to you about, is that like a lot of us, you know, I have that, and a lot of people have the, I can't focus either because you're so cute.
Tiny, come on.
Because the imposter syndrome, right?
Yeah.
We think, I'm going to try something new, and then what's going to happen if it sucks?
Yes.
And the fact of the matter is, sometimes it does suck.
Sometimes it does.
Yeah.
Enter learning.
Interlearning.
Inter-sucking less.
Right.
Inter-eventually becoming good at a thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you did it. And that's all you can do is just try to do stuff. And now that I'm back in LA, I'm like, I'm just going to do stuff. That's my mantra now.
Yeah.
Just do stuff.
Just do stuff.
Yeah.
Not just do it, but just do stuff.
Just do stuff.
And a variety of stuff. What kind of stuff are you doing these days?
Oh, just like all kinds of stuff. I'm doing fitness stuff.
Yeah, you are.
I'm writing with Scott Hislop and Mike Riccio. Yeah.
Because
he's back, baby. Woo! He's so back.
I'm so glad to hear this.
Yeah, man. And I'm acting. I got an acting manager. I'm training. I'm filming. I'm shooting stuff. I'm
a bunch of stuff.
I say yes to everything. I go see shows.
Yep.
I didn't do that before.
You came and saw the Seaweed Sisters show.
Oh, you know why I'm wearing this shirt, right?
What?
Because blue.
Nick, you're really showing up for Team Blue.
That's right, Team Blue. Even though you're real mean to Green.
You know what's funny? I was super mean to Green, and that's not cool.
It wasn't
cool. It's just because I, as a middle, was trying to assert my power.
Yeah, I think
that's right. And I can only do that when Pink isn't there, because Pink has the power.
Right. And so, also, Pink didn't... Yeah, but Pink, I feel like she should... done something about this. She knows.
Yeah,
she knows.
Yeah, that is fully true. Pink knows a lot, but usually is wrong. Right, she knows a lot, but she's wrong a lot also.
Well, that's what I like about the dynamic of it, and I think the show...
Is that none of us know anything.
We
except for Green. Ironically, Green knows a lot. Green is always... Green's finger is firmly on the pulse of what is going on.
Which is perhaps why she's most sensitive.
100%. Right?
So that's what I loved about the show, is that I thought there was texture, there's layers. I always love watching you perform. I always love watching you. All you guys together have great chemistry. Yeah. But, you know, we've been on set together three times. We've done movies. I looked this up.
What movies have we done?
We've
together?
Done La La Land,
uh-huh.
Vice,
yes.
And
Yo.
Valley Girl.
God bless Valley Girl.
Yeah.
Yo, that was tough.
That was a tough one.
Mandy crushed it.
She did.
But the odds were stacked against that project, unfortunately, I think. When you're remaking a thing as coveted as Valley Girl, the original Valley Girl, Nicolas Cage.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I think, so those three films are all completely different.
Totally, that's true.
And
we are a pretty versatile lot, you and I.
Yeah, 100%.
Is it a lot if there's only two?
Ayo.
Pretty versatile duo, I would say.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that that's the... I think that that's the most important thing that I want to just highlight, is that like the two of us are different dancers, but we adjust to what comes up. Right?
The needs of the gig.
Needs of the gig.
Yeah.
And it's the nuance. And that's one thing I noticed you did in the show, is like, I noticed a lot of your nuanced characterizations. And I was like, oh, that was dope. That was a great choice.
Cool.
Because we know that, you know this, we know that it is not the choreography. It is the story. That's it.
That's interesting you should say that, Nick. Because story was not in the room with us when we made this show.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. We deliberately chose against a narrative linear structure when building the show because we weren't sure what it would become or where it would go. And we wanted it to be kind of modular in that we could lift sections out and they could be freestanding and totally make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like we could take out the smoothie section. We could do Tickle Trunk somewhere. We could do a funny bit with the fridge. We could just do the last three numbers of the show and it wouldn't feel like it needed explaining. Mm-hmm. So we don't have a beginning, middle, end.
But the bits all do.
Setting, but our characters are clear.
Yeah.
And so if you put clear characters in any circumstance, it kind of... Story happens.
A
story happens, even though story wasn't our North Star.
Well, but also the bits all had beginning, middle, and end.
That's true.
So, you know, because that's how it works. And I think that you guys really achieved that. It's also like fun. Like, I'm a kind of guy that's like, I'm also looking at the audience too, because
What did you learn from the audience?
Oh, I loved it. I saw like grown men like
geeking.
Yeah, like looking like crazy idiots, and which is the point, right? Like
to make grown men look like idiots. Yes,
yeah.
That was it. That was our North Star,
right? And look, I'm not judging anybody. I watch pro wrestling, so I have to suspend my disbelief quite a bit as well. So I love stuff like this because it's for everyone, and I liked that it was clean. I liked that there wasn't like these easy cheap jokes. You're
well,
just
except
like,
for the fart section.
Well, we but then that's fart funny. Yeah, you know, you throw one in there. You know,
it happens. Was like 6 minutes long. It's funny, farts specifically, we didn't want to do a lot of low-hanging fruit stuff, but we also, we can't ignore what's funny and what's human. Mm-hmm. And even though we have positioned the Seaweed Sisters as something other than human, mm-hmm. we definitely position ourselves as being relatable. So if you don't think farts are funny, I can't relate.
Right. Yeah, well, exactly. And well, and also, I mean, your character, I think, really lended itself to like the big sister that's like, take my shoe off for me. I'm gonna do it. Please. You know, that kind of thing. I think there's sisters, three of you, everybody can kind of relate to
one of us at any given moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've all had friendships like that too.
That so. Part. Somebody told us, they were like, you made a show about friendship mm-hmm. and your friendship is so exposed in it, so vulnerable to right. do that, to show people your friendship and your creative work together ship. Whoa.
Yeah.
It is, that was a brave, it was a brave that we did.
Well, dude, 100%. And also, it is hard to put a show together.
That part.
It's easy to like armchair quarterback it on Monday or Monday morning quarterback and be like, oh, this could happen, this should happen. But like, dude, try to put a show together.
Go for it. Go. Go for it. Go take on 80 minutes in the role of directors, co-producers, and choreographers and the talent. Yeah. That was an epic lift. Thank you for acknowledging that. I do. It's hard to make anything. It's hard to make an Instagram reel that has the right caption at the right moment and the right stuff. You know, it's hard to make stuff. It's not cheap to make stuff. I'm very proud that we did it, and I'm very grateful to have people like you in the audience and champions like you, like cheering us on from every step of the way. You've been fans of the three of us, and I'm very
Oh my gosh, well, it's my pleasure. Dana, you're an incredible dancer, incredible performer, and when I but you know, when I'm on set and I get to look over and I see a Dana Wilson, I see a Tracy Phillips, I see a Scott Hislop, I'm like, dude, I can't believe that I'm here. These are my friends. Like, my friends are so I have the most talented friends on earth.
I feel the same, dude. I feel the same.
Doesn't it make you just emotional? Like, I get emotional when I look around and I'm like,
these are my people? What? Yep.
Yeah, wow. Like my and when we did La La Land, like Carol Connors, the woman who taught everyone how to use style, like she is dancing next to me.
Cool.
What?
What?
Dude, it's not real.
Okay, so first of all, we've kind of abandoned the format of Words That Move Me episodes because you haven't introduced yourself yet.
I'm Nick.
So introduce yourself, tell the listener viewer what you want us to know about you, and then I want to hear a couple other like career defining moments that you've had on set, being like, what is this, my life? What the fuck?
Yeah, okay. What's up, everybody? Hi. This camera?
Sure.
Okay.
And flex while you do it. These are my interior deltoids.
Okay, what's up, everybody? My name is Nick Drago. I'm a dancer, and I'm a writer. I'm a producer, and I'm a doer of stuff.
Doer of stuff.
Yeah, and what is the other question? What do I need to do?
Just what you want people to know about you getting into this conversation.
Oh, man. Well, I've been a dancer my entire career. I've been lucky enough to not have, like, a real job ever. You know, I think being on television and being in film is like kind of a dream that I always had. Mm-hmm. And it's a dream that's still going. And I just can't believe it. You know, I love telling stories. I love training. I love like appreciating the moment.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the kind of performer I am. I've never been the kind of guy that's like, I can do like five pirouettes and I can jump the high. I mean, I can jump, I can turn, I can do all that. So I don't know. I've worked in television and film my entire career. And, you know, some of the things that, you know, we talked about La La Land. I was most notably Theodore and Alvin and the Chipmunks in the first one.
That's correct.
Just his dance moves. And then worked a lot of Glee.
Yes.
I've worked with, you know, My Chemical Romance. I did the video. I just watched Tracy's episode and I was in that. Which was awesome.
I need to rewatch that immediately. Yeah.
You'll see my sideburns, my chops.
How many of the gigs that you have done were also Michael Rooney gigs?
Many.
Many, numerous, right? You're kind of a Michael Rooney.
I was a Michael Rooney guy.
Is that who you would say is the person you've worked for the most? Maybe Mandy,
I
huh?
I would say, yeah, Mandy, Michael, and Kat Burns now.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
So those are kind of my.
Ooh, that's a good one. That trifecta.
Dude. Anytime I get to work with any of them, I am in absolute awe. And, you know, and Rooney's interesting because his approach to creation, I remember being in rehearsals. It was for the pilot for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah.
It was before Kat took over. So he took a step, skeleton proof. No, left. Oh, that's it. You know, and you're just like,
oh my God, you know, every step belabored.
Every step. And dude, I'm like, what are we doing? And then
how are we going to get through this day?
But then we did. And you realize he builds it brick by brick.
Yeah.
And I respect that about him. Yep. Some people don't, you know, some people don't think like that.
Yeah.
But I that's a challenge of
these
choreographers.
There's so many different ways to make the sausage, friends. Yeah. Some people paint with broad strokes first. Yeah. He's a brick by brick. It's very cool. Yeah. I love our time. Mm-hmm. And when we came up the way we, the time and place that we were training and the time and place that we were like getting into the workforce.
Oh, yeah.
I think we have a good experience of the old school way, the Michael Rooney way, the brick by brick way, mm-hmm. and this bridge of the new way today, which is hard and fast and sometimes exactly what it needs to be. Nothing more, nothing less. I don't know if that there's no point to what I'm saying, but
there is a point because also like then you look at like Kat Burns and she's very story driven. She's like, what's the bit?
Yeah,
let's find it.
Yeah,
let's find and it's funny.
Where's the funny? What's the most important thing?
Yeah, yeah,
and that makes the rest fall out
100%. And then you got Mandy who already kind of like comes in with this vision, and you're just like, dude, just step back and let her do her thing.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying? Yeah. So I think there's merit to all approaches, and in being a versatile dancer, you just have to be like, okay, I just got to prepare myself for whatever.
Yeah.
Because you know, I can't believe this is our job.
Isn't that cool?
I cannot believe.
Yo, this is fucked. It's so fucked. It's so wild.
Crazy, dude.
It's
like,
so wild.
I will dress up like a hot dog and dance around. Like,
what's
I don't
your
care.
Favorite character that you've ever played? Have you ever hot dogged? Are you fireman and copped a thousand times?
I'm a cop. I am a construction worker.
Yeah, you are.
I am, dude. I've been a cowboy, a lot of cowboy. I'm a lot of blue collar, like rough and gritty kind of guys. And I'll take it. Because those guys never do like floor work.
Take it and run. You know what? I remember the day I went from being a Disney kid to a mom. Young mom. But I'll take young mom all the way to the bank.
All the way.
Let's go, young moms.
I remember that too. I had the same moment because it was during Glee. I said to Brooke, I go, Brooke, why have you called me on Glee lately? You know, what's up? You know,
and she was like brother, you look like you're in college now.
Yeah, bro. I was like, oh, damn. Really?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. So then I started using snail serum. So we're good now.
Right on. You on the mucin?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
me too.
It works. I think it works.
How old are you?
I'm like 40 something.
Don't you dare.
Like 45 or something.
You do look good.
Thanks.
You look really good.
I'm trying.
But you feel good. And that's the more important part.
I feel great. Dude, last year I lost 55 pounds. Can you believe that? Yeah, yeah, dude. I was getting big, man.
Whoa.
I was getting big.
Okay, talk to me about, okay, you're in LA, you're doing cool gigs, and then what shit happens? You move?
I took a little side quest.
Okay, side quest.
Yeah, I took a little side quest and we moved to Oklahoma City. Built a house, did all that, and it was.
Wait, what? So you play a construction worker on TV, and also you build
and
your
I
house.
Build my house. I just sent the emails on this one. I didn't actually build it.
Okay, got it.
But I could
just sent the email.
I just sent the emails on what to do, not like the measurements and stuff, but you know, not like Nathan Prevost over here. So I went there, and you know, just to get out of the bubble, because I was really I had been out in LA for 20 years, and I was in a bad headspace, just kind of bitter, you know, you can get, and just like, why am I not working, this and that and the other thing, and it was after COVID, and so.
And the answer is because nobody is working?
Right.
I mean, sometimes, but also, there are other factors, but
yes. And I struggle with that, because it's like a what have you done for me lately business, and if you, and I put my value in my resume at that time, and I shouldn't have, you know, and I'm okay saying that, because I think we all tend to want to like feel like my stock is up, right? Yeah. I'm still worth of something.
Yes.
But our worth doesn't come from that. Our worth comes from like living a real life that we can put into art when the time comes. Right. So we got out of the bubble. I loved it in Oklahoma City. Yeah. I became the alumni advisor at my old fraternity. It was dope.
Oh my God.
I loved those. And they were all like actors and dancers. And
amazing.
Musical. So I got to be like.
So they were jacked.
They were jacked.
Yeah.
Dude. And I'm like, I am Joe Lambdakai. Like, I'm the guy. Shout out to my boys at Oklahoma City University. What's up? They're the best. And they were with me because soon after I moved down there, I went through a pretty big life change and I needed them.
Yeah.
And here I am. And I've said this to them before, but like, here I am thinking I'm going to come in and help them. Turns out I needed them more than they needed me.
Of course.
These 18 to 23 year old guys were like, Drake over here for you, bro.
Rocked your world.
Dude, it was amazing.
Showed you unconditional love.
Unconditional love.
And you were like, oh, copy that, copy paste onto self.
Onto self.
Man. I can do that.
Yeah, yeah, I need nice. That. And at the time, like I was doing a few films down there. I was still flying back and forth, working like Masked Singer and a few other jobs. But I loved being outside the bubble and it was amazing.
Yeah.
And during that time, I I got healthy. I got in, and I'm okay to say it. Like, you know, dudes need to go get your testosterone checked when you hit, you know, 30.
Say it,
dude.
I would have never said that ever on this podcast. Yeah, so like, thank you for saying that.
All of my guys out there that watch the dancers, especially athletes, you know, females that talk about their hormones all the time. We should do that too.
Go for it.
You know, and as you get older, you got to do body maintenance.
Yeah.
You know, we got to take the creatine like we were talking about before the show. You have to take care of yourself. And I caught the bug, and I just started being kinder to myself, being healthy, and now I'm where I'm at today, and I feel so good.
Yeah.
And then a couple of months ago, I woke up and I was like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah. And was that I'm coming back?
Yeah.
Or did you just know you needed to get out?
I knew I needed to get out. And then Deirdre Barnes posted this thing. You know, Deirdre Barnes.
Yeah, incredible. She was in the Cirque show that I assisted Wade Robson on in 2009.
Oh, yeah.
She was maybe 18.
Oh.
Like fresh 18, first gig.
Amazing human
being. Sweet as pea.
Yeah. She was like, I'm going on tour with J Balvin. Can somebody look after my cat? I'm like, I'll be a cat guy. So I was like.
For you, Deirdre?
Yeah.
I'd be a cat lady too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I know. I know it. So I threw a duffel bag and a bottle of tequila in my car and just drove on out.
Amazing.
And now I'm here.
Amazing.
I didn't bring anything.
When does your timeline expire at Deirdre's place?
It already has. I just moved down
the street.
Yeah. Well, like I stayed in the same apartment complex. I was like, I like it here. I think I'm just going to move here.
Amazing.
Because whatever.
It works. It's fine.
I have a bed and a folding table and a folding chair. That's it. And I love it. I'm in my 20s again.
Yo,
everybody.
You are. I was just saying, like, it extended. You are having a new honeymoon phase with LA.
Dude.
It's your, my sister used to call it the cookie phase, the Oreo, like in a new relationship. Yeah. The get to know you is really fun. It's like the cookie phase.
Yeah.
Nice. And then there's a not so fun phase that comes later.
Yeah, well, I never get to that phase.
That's true. Your life is pretty fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you make shit fun.
Oh, dude, I'm trying. It's not always easy. I think that's the thing that we don't ever talk about, too, is like, it's sometimes there's some dark days here in LA.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I think we do talk about those.
Do we?
Do you not?
Okay, I don't. I'm learning to.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
Yeah.
I think rejection happened before I even got here. And I knew that was just the tip of the iceberg because I was experiencing it.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, there was I grew up with Tony Testa, Misha Gabriel, Randy Kemper.
Ooh.
And we were kind of this.
That's a trifecta. The four
quadfecta.
Well, you too, quadfecta.
Testa, Misha, Randy, and myself, the four of us, like we were kind of inseparable for like the last 2 years, like junior, senior year in high school. And then Brian Friedman was choreographing Aaron Carter's world tour and hired Tony, Misha, Randy, and a different white brunette curly-headed lady. That was before I decided to move to LA, had this example of you're not good enough.
Right.
You are not the one, and it's not a look thing.
Right.
Because she looked like me.
Right.
So that was tough, but I felt singular in my vision and purpose and destination. It couldn't be rattled. Knew that rejection would come.
Yeah.
And knew what it felt like because I felt it early. So I don't know. There was definitely the darkness came in several forms after that. Like there's definitely projects that I really thought I was right for that I really didn't get.
Right.
Or that I had and lost. But I think the bigger heartbreaks in my life have been personal, relationships and friendships, and those will happen anywhere, no matter what you choose to do.
Yeah.
You're going to have a shit life half of the time, 100%. And you're going to have a great life half the time. So if that's the bargain, if it's going to be 50-50, I want to at least be doing stuff that lights me up.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I'm at it. So here I stay. Here I remain.
Well, you know, and that would be one thing I would, warn my younger self about is heartbreak.
Because, oh, yeah?
But I will say, like, all this life stuff that we're talking about, it goes into what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to
ingest it. There's a destination for it.
And that's the exciting thing, man. And, you know, we talk about all these, the training that we've had and all these people. Like, we're not unique in the sense that we've had heartbreak or we've had rejection or we've had all these people before us, you know, that we talk about the Nathan Prevost, like the Jerry Evans, like these guys that you see on set that are still working and they're like, you know, a little older than us.
Yeah.
I won't say how much older, but they're still working, yeah. You know, and I don't know, man, we just have such a great community. Like I love, now that I'm back, I'm just like, oh my God, I miss this community so much, you know, and
I feel that.
I mean, dude, to be around like the caliber of people, like man, that's what dance is all about. It's much more than just the steps.
Yeah. It's people. Right?
It's people.
It's, man, relationships. It's stories. It's our, it does come back to story in this, yeah, case. Our histories, our dancing would be, might as well be those robots if it weren't for all the history that we bring to it.
Oh, man.
And the, yeah, humanity. And I do think that is your superpower.
Yeah.
Whether you're playing a cop or a fireman or a construction worker.
Being a human?
You bring humanity.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Dude,
you were never cast as like some steely fucking non-feeler automaton type. No, right. You are fucking heart embodied.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I back that up 10 toes down.
Oh, 10 toes?
Yeah, 10
That's
toes.
Amazing, dude.
And rizzes.
Yeah.
Okay. Wrist roll with it. You ready?
Oh, yes.
Rapid fire.
I don't have a, is this the question to me? Oh, is it rapid fire?
Okay. Rapid fire.
Okay, what ready? Is it? Yes.
Coffee or tea?
Oh, coffee. Black.
No way.
I do a little collagen protein in there too.
Flavored or not flavored collagen protein?
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
That's great. Will you send me a photo of whatever you use?
Duh. I want to be. I'm gonna send you my stack.
I want to be on what you're on.
Let's go.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Obviously.
But except for Deirdre's cat. I love Mila.
Okay. Morning rehearsal or nighttime rehearsal?
Oh, morning. Let's get it out of the way.
Okay. Legs day or upper body?
Upper body all day long. I don't do legs.
You're one of those.
Well,
you're skinny ass fucking calves.
No, girl, you want to see him?
Yeah. Shoot. Okay. Okay. Oh shit. Do a releve.
Get that. What's up,
yo?
Oh, shit.
Hasn't taken a ballet class in a while. Ugh. Oh, that's the pose. Good
that's
job.
It.
Oh, shit. Come on. What was your friend's name again? Lindsay?
Allie.
Okay.
So, great. What's your favorite exercise to do at the gym?
Oh, favorite exercise right now? Well, right now I'm into drag curls for biceps where you stand up and you just do it. You get the easy curl bar and you just drag it straight up your body.
Cool.
Gives you that nice little round thing.
Cool.
Situation there. Yeah.
Drag curls.
Drag curls. Straight up.
I mean, honestly, that is an oxymoron. If you're dragging it, it feels linear.
You
but
drag
you're dragging
up your body.
And then eventually you're in a curl.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Stranded on a desert island, you get one album. What is it?
One album?
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer that. I mean, the first album that came to mind was Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction.
And that is very on brand. That makes a lot of
love
sense.
Love rock and roll, dude.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Is there a music video that you really, really wish you were in?
Oh, that I you wish aren't. I was in that yeah. I wasn't? Yeah. God, this is a real hard one because I'm happy with the music videos I've done, which has been great.
Okay.
But if I had to choose one more, oh, you know, of any era?
Yeah.
You know what I wish I would have could have been in?
Smooth Criminal.
Rhythm Nation.
Oh, God.
And I know there's like 1,000. Oh, Smooth Criminal would have been a
you
dope
would
one.
Have been, you would have been in it.
Oh, dude.
You would have been in
Smooth
it.
Smooth Criminal. I think I got to switch to Smooth Criminal. That would have been amazing.
The suits, the it just
oh,
really
gosh.
Would suit you.
Hurt me, dude.
Yeah.
Hurt me.
Okay, favorite move?
If I like to act like you're stretching, but then you really put
I meant dance move, but that is a good move.
I mean, I'm a big fan of a shuffle off the buffalo.
Tiki-tika.
Shiki-tika.
Can we circle back to the you're stretching with the that's a good move.
That's a good
you know
move.
What my favorite move is?
What?
Moving into the HOV lane on the 134.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, don't cross
after
the
101. When the 101 turns into the 134, if you go left. Yeah. HOV ooh, all the way good, to Pasadena. Dude. Fucking love that move.
Oh.
What about a move that shows up on a job that you're like, no.
Oh, anything with like extensions, like legs, like I don't really bot mod past 90 degrees anymore. So yeah, I don't want that.
Got that.
I don't need anything.
But releve is obviously not an issue for you.
Yeah. Well, these shoes on this furry rug. Yeah. Sabotage, man.
Surface, that was the setup. Sorry about that. Final question.
Okay.
Words that move you. A quote, a mantra, a North Star, guiding principle.
Man, Henley wrote this poem, Invictus. Out of the dark that covers me, black as a pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. You know, the master of my own fate.
Yeah.
That poem.
Why do I know that so well?
I'm the captain of my soul. Captain of My Fate.
Yeah. Why do is it what film is this? Like the I feel like I know this and I don't know this.
I don't know exactly where it's from. I just know it as a poem.
Okay.
And when I'm going through
it's kind of like the Pledge of Allegiance a little bit. Like yeah. I know that. Like it feels like a part of my life.
It talks about how we're going to go through rough waters and we are going to be covered by night. But out of our night comes our unconquerable soul. Like I am the master of my fate, mm-hmm. you know, and no matter what happens, we will be okay. You know, and I think that's something that I always like, I have to constantly remind myself because, hey man, I'm at a certain age and I just moved back out to LA. I'm like, I don't really exactly know what the plan is. Right. I'm just doing it. And so that poem to me helps me find the ground.
Nice.
And maybe it'll be okay.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing, my friend. Thank you for sharing all of this.
Dude.
There's never enough time to chat with you.
There's never enough time.
Hey. I just said chat with you, which is talk.
It's so nice to chat with you too.
Chatting with you, Drago. Thank you for being here.
You're amazing, Dana. Listen, whatever you choose to do in your life, you're going to be great at it because you have the drive. And I want to just say thank you for supplying the dance community in the world with insight into our business.
Yeah.
Because when we're gone, we will be forgotten.
Unless it's on camera.
And at least it's on camera, but these behind the scenes stories, man, that's what it's all about.
It's so true.
And I love to be, thank you for having me. I don't take it for granted. I love our community.
My pleasure, my absolute pleasure.
Dude. Should we end it with flexes?
Yeah. Okay. All right, listener, viewer, that's all for me and Nick Drago over here. You get out there into the world, lift heavy shit, click the bell for notifications, leave a comment, review, rating, share the podcast with somebody you love, and of course, get out there in the world and keep it really, really funky.
Yeah.
I'm shaking.
Cue music.
Dance Plus is produced by me with the help of many. Big, 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 big love to our executive assistant and editor, Riley Higgins. Music is by Max Winnie. Logo and brand design by Bree Reitz. Our communications team consists of Ori Vajadares and Sydney Richardson. And we've got extra help from LMU intern Carly Clayton. If you're digging the podcast, please leave a review or rating. Also, if you want to connect with me and the many marvelous members of the Words That Move Me community, visit danceplus.podcast.com. If you're curious to know more about me and all the stuff I do outside of the podcast, visit thedanawilson.com.